Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Hurricane Hotline here on WQAM as we continue to talk Miami Hurricanes football. Kind enough to join us right now from CanesInsight.com, Danny Enriquez. He goes by D-Money. Danny, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it.
No, appreciate you guys having me. This is usually the time of the year when the Canes are starting on that losing streak, and it's all about recruiting. So it's nice to talk about recruiting while also having a season that's live.
You know, it really is incredible. You look at the reaction from people after the Georgia Tech loss. Of course, Miami coming off a loss, and you would think the sky was falling on this team, right? And, you know, they have an opportunity here to win a couple of games, get to the ACC championship, get to a playoff. And I think if anyone would have told you that before the season, you would have taken that in a minute here. Now, with that being said, I know they've shown some signs on defense of slowing down, and they're moving a little bit in the wrong direction, but you got to love the situation they're sitting in right now, right?
Oh, if you could sign up for it before the season, like you said, everybody would. So now it's a matter of getting down and finishing it. You're going to be favored in these next two games. You'll be favored in the ACC championship if you get there. So really, from a talent standpoint, knock on wood with injuries, there's no excuse. You just hope you can execute. You mentioned the defense. Obviously, that is going to be the biggest concern. The offense, number one in the country in, you know, most relevant categories. So it's really just going to be about, can the defense tighten up here coming off the bye week? Explosive plays where Miami struggled. Run defense, which has taken a significant hit, particularly after the Georgia Tech game. And the secondary, which is as talented as you hoped it would be this many years into the Mario Cristobal tenure. So I think those three areas are what you're really watching on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, you had something up on CanesInsight.com I thought was interesting. You talked about the struggle at the defensive back spot, and I didn't realize how much of a drought Miami was really having putting guys into the pros at that position. And I know that that's been a major area of concern here for this defense. But I thought some of those stats were kind of interesting about how Miami has struggled with the defensive back spot of late here.
Yeah, the first thing was really looking to see when Miami played really good defense in the secondary, which you go back to what you, let's call a turnover chain era, which is basically 2016, Manny Diaz's first year as defensive coordinator, Mark Richt the head coach, all the way up to Mark Richt's last year, where the team struggled on offense, but they played really good defense. That led to Manny getting the head coaching job. So those 3 years, you had Mark Richt the head coach, Manny at defensive coordinator, and you were really playing with Al Golden's recruits. And at that point, for those 3 years, every single player in the area that started or played major snaps played over 20 games in the pros. I mean, I'm talking about across the board over those 3 years. Fast forward to now, aside from O.J. Frederic, who's a true freshman, who, you know, he's still got a long way to go, but is showing a lot of promise, you don't see a ton of guys that you say, hey, this guy's going to have a long pro career. This guy's projected to have a long pro career. So that's not the only reason that you're seeing struggles in the secondary. There's communication issues, which, you know, Canes fans have seen before the snap. Players running around, miscommunication, guys running wide open, which is not just a talent issue, communication issue, assignment issue. But that was jarring to me. Looking back on the last time Miami really played good defense in the secondary, the talent was significantly more than what you had right now.
Danny Enriquez with us here from CanesInsight.com. You know, obviously the offense, they're putting up incredible numbers, one of the best offensive units in the country, and you mentioned some of the stats earlier, but you have a quarterback in Cam Ward that I know his Heisman hopes certainly took a massive hit with that Georgia Tech loss, but there's still a lot of football left to be played. Has Cam Ward been better than you anticipated that he could have ever been?
Yeah, I mean, how can you be better than what he's been, right? You're talking about the first overall quarterback selected based on current projections. We know that can change. Certainly the leading quarterback for the Heisman, I know there's some Dylan Gabriel buzz, but if Cam finishes strong, it'll pretty much be him and Cam, or sorry, Travis Hunter and Ashton Jeanthe. So you can't do better than he's done. You can't do better than the number one offense in the country. I think it's been a mutual benefit, because if you look at Washington State last year, Washington State had two really good receivers that are putting up numbers, one at Washington State still and one at Texas Tech. And then you had Cam Ward, healthy. So, and that team went 5-7 and had a middling offense in the, ranked in the 50s. So what you're seeing is a really, really special player in Cam Ward being placed into a very, very good situation with a great offensive line, a strong running game, good receivers, great tight ends, maybe the best tight ends in the country as a group. So you put a special player in that situation, and you get the results you're seeing now, which is a historically good offense that stacks up with some of the great ones we've seen the past few years.
All right, I want to talk a little bit of recruiting here with you. I know National Signing Day will be coming up, and the Hurricanes have done a tremendous job. Mario Cristobal is one of the best recruiters in the country. I think we all know that. And I also think that you saw the importance of actually recruiting guys and not just, you know, trying to patchwork with transfer portal, because I think FSU is a really good example of that, right? And the, you know, the team that they've put together. Miami has done a great job of kind of mixing guys together, but where do things stand on the recruiting front here?
Yeah, Miami right now, it's interesting. So the conventional wisdom is Miami was recruited top five class last year, top 10 class the year before that. Now you're having a great season, so this should be the best of those three classes. And it's actually kind of working a year delayed, which is that a lot of these kids, with the way the schedule has been kind of reconfigured, they're committing earlier and they're taking their visits in the summer before the season even starts. So really what you're seeing in this class, I think, is a reflection more of last year's performance on the field, and all the success on the field this year will carry momentum into next year's class, the rising seniors who, you know, Miami's in really good shape to potentially make a run at a top overall class or a top three type class. This class, I think, is going to be more in that top 10 range. It's going to depend on how you finish. Top five will be tough. The key, from my standpoint, is going to be the defensive back recruiting. We talked about it earlier, just the drop-off in defensive back talent. You have DJ Pickett, a five-star player, top 10 overall player, and the slash receiver who runs a 4.3. So pretty unusual talent just in terms of the dimensions. You know, no one knows really where to put him, but everybody knows they want him. He's currently committed to LSU, but that's a bit of a shaky commitment. Miami has a ton of ties to DJ Pickett, uncles, you know, that played here, cousins that are on the team right now, other relatives that are being recruited in the future, in future classes. So he's got a ton of Miami ties. His cousin Booker Pickett is on the team right now, and he's been on campus a bunch. So it's going to be a matter of just closing there, because there's a huge need at the secondary position. You also have Ben Hanks, a Florida commit, probably the top player in South Florida this year, a cornerback from Booker T. Washington, Miami would love to get. But that's just two in a group of, let's say, six or seven guys that Miami's battling. You also have Dallas Wilson, Oregon commit from Tampa, big receiver, borderline five-star. You have Vernell Brown, a quicker receiver from Orlando, committed to Florida. Jarquez Carter, defensive tackle from Newberry, Florida, up there by Gainesville, committed to Ohio State. And Tarvis Alford, a linebacker, committed to Ohio State, who's from Vero Beach, Florida. Also, Kellen Wiley, a linebacker from Sefner, right, Tampa area, who's uncommitted, is a big target as well. So those are the names you're kind of battling for, most of them committed to other schools. But you have been able to flip players before. You recently flipped Hayden Lowe from USC, a defensive end commit, top 100 player, who's from California, from Los Angeles, and you flipped him from USC. So Mario is going to be working very hard to flip some of these guys, and he's shown a ton of success doing it in the past.
Yeah, and you know, the amazing thing is, I mean, he's able to do this when they're you know, a 7-win team. Let's see you know, what he's able to do when he's able to put, you know, a 10-win team out there, right, and a team that plays in the ACC championship and potentially gets to the playoff. I mean, I can only imagine what a playoff spot would do for Hurricane recruiting. Probably get things like off the charts, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt, right? It's such an interesting calendar, because you have the early signing day, then you have the ACC championship game, and you have all these playoff games. So It used to be you had February recruiting and everything was long done, right? Now everything is sort of jumbled together. Plus you have the portal on top of that, which opens up, you know, pretty much around the same time. So it's going to be a very, very interesting December. Hopefully Miami is preparing for a playoff run, coming off an ACC championship. That's obviously the goal. That's the dream. If that's the case, you're going to have just finished this high school class. You're going to be dealing with portal, and you're going to be working on the next year's crew. So there's a lot going on heading into the home stretch here, and then right after. It's going to be a very, very exciting time for Canes fans, especially the guys who like to keep up with, you know, recruiting news and portal news. The next month or so is going to be crazy, and hopefully you have a team on the field playing meaningful games to support.
Yeah, and of course you can find all that news, canesinsight.com. Danny, if you can, just let us know what you got going on the website and the podcast and everything, and where fans could find you.
Yep, canesinsight.com is the biggest Canes community on the planet. We're a free website, got about 7 million posts and counting, so people spend all day there, argue, post the latest recruiting news. You get that all for free, portal, and of course the team itself. And then we got the daily Canes Insight podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. We're on every single day with the latest on recruiting, of course, the team, portal, you name it, we talk about it. When you're on every day, you're going to cover every single thing that the Canes could possibly be involved with, including basketball, which is a really good-looking basketball team this year with the new transfers, and then baseball up in as we get closer to spring.
Absolutely. It all sounds great. Again, you can find Danny at canesinsight.com. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate you guys. Go Canes.
All right, I want to thank Danny Enriquez, D-Money from canesinsight.com. Also, thanks to Joe Rose, who joined us earlier on in the show. I just want to remind everyone once again, Miami and Wake Forest coming your way noon on Saturday from Hard Rock Stadium. Make sure to get to MiamiHurricanes.com. Get those tickets. It's your last chance to see the Hurricanes here in Miami. Just two games left to go. One here on and one on the road against Syracuse. Saturday's game, again, a noon kick. Our countdown to kickoff will begin at 8 a.m. right here on WQAM. Our next Hurricanes broadcast will be a basketball broadcast, and we will be heading to Charleston. Josie will have the call for you. I'll be in studio. We'll get things started at 11:30 on Thursday morning. Miami and Drake, a couple of 3-0s, getting set to get together in Charleston, part of the Charleston Classic. So we'll have that for you coming up later this week. That is going to do it for Hurricane Hotline. I'm Hollywood. Have a great evening, and go Canes.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.